Coming up on Monkeys Took My Jetpack.
Who are you guys?
You want to be a vampire?
Good evening.
And Zophor wants to be a creature.
Fish boy.
Fish god.
What are you playing, Nico?
I'm a werewolf.
I smell fear.
Get down!
Three ghouls.
Sniffing for children, candy, and monkey blood.
That's what disadvantage is all about.
What have you done?
Ooh, natural 20, baby.
Best Halloween ever.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, and thank you for downloading Monkeys Took My Jetpack, issue number 114. Yeah, it's not what I thought it was going to be, but hey, it's our Halloween Aftermath one-shot. Why is it the Halloween Aftermath? Because I didn't get the editing done much as I tried by Halloween. So, it's getting uploaded on November 1st instead, and I apologize, but I hope you still have some tricks and treats up your sleeve and can enjoy these Halloween festivities, even if it is a day after Halloween itself. What are we doing? We are doing a game called The Monsters Are Our Heroes, published by Bloat Games, which you can get on DriveThruRPG. And I encourage you to do so. This is a fun little game. It's very OSR, but simplified even beyond OSR. For those who don't know what OSR is, old school revival. It takes a lot from classic Dungeons and Dragons. And it's my first foray into playing that kind of game. Unlike most people who got into role-playing games, I hardly played any D&D. I played just enough D&D to realize there were other games out there, and then I moved on to those, like the James Bond game or Marvel Superheroes and whatnot. So that gives you an idea of when I started playing. I would also like to introduce the newest of our gang, Nico. You'll be hearing more from him in upcoming podcasts. And I just want to say, welcome aboard, Nico. I'm not going to go through the cast itself and the characters they're playing because that gets covered in the one shot. So let's just get to. So without further ado, grab a cup, bottle, glass, or can of your favorite beverage, scarf down some candy, sit back, relax, and enjoy Monkeys Took My Jetpack, issue number 114, Seek and Hide. Happy Halloween!
This is a Halloween one-shot. Monsters are our heroes. The one thing that is weird to me in this game that I'm just like, okay, is what you equip yourself with in terms of mechanics doesn't really matter that much. Your damage that you inflict is dependent on your class. That's why it has the attack damage D6. So even if you say, I have the world's biggest chainsaw, well, that's great, but it still only does D6 when you hold it. But when this other character holds it, who's got an attack damage of D8, it'll do that for the... I'm not going to mess with it because this is a one shot. And I guess this is that it is, they're going for ease of play more than, and lack of complexity, which I appreciate. So I'm not going to mess with it, but it does kind of make me go, okay. So we know you want to be a vampire and Zophor wants to be a creature.
Fish boy.
I want to be a fish god. Thank you very much.
Well, you
fish
are.
Boy.
You are part man, part fish god. Which
part man, part fish, all god. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You are correct.
My name is Solomon Grappi.
Solomon Grappi, please tell me that your fellow monster heroes have given you a nickname.
Saul.
Fish boy.
Fish boy.
I will not answer to that. I am changing my name. I hope it's not too late.
Nope.
My name is going to be Wally Sturgeon.
Okay. Actually, part of the system will be very familiar to everybody but Nico, because it's basically the same as Space Aces, I think.
It's similar to Space Aces.
I did say basically the same. But I was thinking about that when I was reading over the rules right before I came on here. I was like, oh, okay, we're going to have to remember to roll that D6. Like, wait a second. No, we won't, because we're used to that. So now, I don't remember in Space Aces if you add the D6 to your total if it's not a hindrance or a benefit.
You do not.
Okay, so same as here. Okay. But unlike Space Aces, he clarified that when you roll, when you're doing advantage or disadvantage, you roll both dice twice.
So what? So I'm reading the book.
Yes.
And what is a game? Blah, blah, playing the game, ruling versus rules, characters, core mechanic, attributes, determine your attributes, in which it says that determine your character's starting attributes, which are the basic D&D 6, yes. And you get pluses or minus, and then tells you how to but it says, note, attributes can be raised higher than 3 by racial and class bonuses, but cannot be lowered. And then talks about generating your luck, which could be a bonus received from class. And then talks about hit points, and then healing, and then death, and then saving throws, and then turn order and initiative.
Is there a and question will... anywhere in our future?
Shouldn't you put the character creation together? That it talks about class and race, but there's no class and race.
Yeah, it's character creation is, well, some of
lower down.
Yeah, it's
page 19.
Thank you. I couldn't remember what the page was, but I knew. Yeah,
it can't be.
They're just going over. Over the rules first, and then they're going to have you create your character after.
Why didn't they put the
to annoy you?
Creation?
Because it's fun,
and I can't get to page 19.
Well, I can't help you with that.
As they didn't put bookmarks. That's another
problem. No, because on page 15 it says Game Master Advice, and I'm not supposed to read the Game Master section because I'm not a Game Master.
Oh, good God, just pass by it.
That's cheating.
For reading.
Yeah.
You want me to be a dirty, rotten, filthy, ugly cheater?
Why stop now?
If it gets the creation. Game started, then by God, yes.
Character creation, attributes, page 7. Look, page 7. Oh.
Look, I'm already done with my character.
So. I'm just complaining. Yeah.
Oh, what are you playing, Nico?
I'm a werewolf.
Sweet.
No,
and I'm not editing your rant out.
I don't care.
Well, actually, would you like me to help you with the attributes? I mean, it takes 2 seconds. You roll 6d6.
What makes you think I was confused?
Then why else would you...
Because I'm angry that it doesn't flow correctly.
It flows fine. They go through the core rules, and then after that, they give you the character creation. I actually prefer that to the ones that do the character creation up front when you have no idea what the hell you're doing, and then they go through and explain all the rules afterward.
Go to page 19 and read the first thing it says in character creation, please.
I don't want to. I don't have a copy of the PDF handy, since I know how to play. Why do I need to do that?
Because the first thing it says under character creation, attribute 66/convert, page 7.
Yeah. Presumably, you will have already read page 7 before you get to the character.
You just told me not to read that because you wanted me to go to character creation.
You had already read it!
Oh, apparently my name is Dagan. Never mind.
That's what people call you. Actually, I don't know who calls you that, but that's what it says people call you. So, your name can be whatever you want. If you want to be Wally Sturgeon, you can do that. If you want to be Salmon Grundy... Goopy,
Salmon Grundy.
I couldn't tell if that was what he was saying or if he was playing off of that.
You can be whatever you want, Zophor.
That's right.
Anything you set your heart to do. I'm ready to howl at the moon in rage, apparently.
You know, I was going to set this on a coastal town so you would have access to more water, but you know what? You've annoyed me, so...
We're going to the desert.
You can rant for an hour and a half about a game we're not even playing, but I raise a legitimate complaint about the layout of the rule book, and I get punished.
Yes, you know why?
Because you're the GM.
That's right, goddammit.
I am ready when you are.
No, I'm teasing. I'll put it on there.
Oh, I don't care. You can put it where you want.
Right.
I'll be...
All right, well, fine.
I'll be just fine.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, everyone likes a fish out of water story, right?
That's right. Many people do. Okay, so why don't we start by establishing turn order? So everybody roll, please, 1d6 and add your dex.
1.
4.
4.
Nico, roll it again.
5. 3.
Okay, Mr. Vampire will be going first.
Oh, that one goes first? Ooh.
Interesting. Huh? Then what's... So the higher... Well,
wait, who? No, no, wait. I thought you said you rolled a... Wait, who rolled a 4?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then you go first. My bad.
I understand. Do you want to punish me?
That was an honest mistake. As opposed to the many dishonest mistakes I make. Okay, so Wally goes first, and then it says to go clockwise around the table, but we do not have a table. So what is the Zoom order on the screen?
Eric, me, Dirk, Zofor. That's my screen.
Okay, so it'll be Wally, and then Dirk, what is your character's name?
He's the Count.
I like that. The Count von Count?
Yes.
And then what's Wolfie's name?
Van Damme.
They got to make up a name. I was given one.
No, you weren't. You made up the name Wally.
No, the book calls me Dagon, though.
Dagon is a title, not a name.
What does it mean?
I have no idea. And it probably won't ever come up in game. So just, do you want to be Wally Sturgeon, or do you want to come up with a different name?
I just want to complain.
Okay, well, you're awfully good at it.
I learned from the best.
I'm Van Damme, but my full name is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay. All right. So because we've taken so long to get started, I'm going to summarize what would have been about the first half of this adventure. You have learned about children disappearing during Halloween night, which is tonight in the game. Parents and townsfolk are panicked, believing that the kids were snatched while trick-or-treating. The rumors point to winged creatures spotted near the last known locations of the children. So you went to investigate, and you found a dropped trick-or-treat bag near the cemetery.
Ooh.
And why don't we start with Van Damme, if you could give me a wisdom check. Let's make it difficulty 10.
Okay, where's the difficulty rating?
The difficulty rating is 10. So you're going to roll the d20 and a d6, and you're going to add your wisdom score to the d20 roll and try and beat.
Okay. 7.
All right, never mind. Oh, we're in turn order. I got to get used to turn order as well. I forgot about that, so I apologize. Starting now, we'll be in turn order. Okay, so you found this drop bag near the cemetery. Wally, what do you want to do with this knowledge?
I would like to look for tracks.
Okay, there's a light rain coming down, so tracks are pretty easy to find.
Do they stop abruptly as if someone was carried away with wings, or do they continue on in a direction?
They continue in the direction of the cemetery.
Okay. What do you think, fellers? Looks like tracks are going towards the cemetery.
Wait, I thought we were in the cemetery.
We're near the cemetery.
Near the cemetery. Okay. Well, I would suspect that kids could be kidnapped in the cemetery, so all signs are pointing there.
Are they all children's tracks, or is it a mixture?
They're children's tracks. Count, what do you want to do?
I guess we're heading to the cemetery. Children love the cemetery in the school. It is beautiful this time of night.
Okay, and Van Damme, this is when I would have made your keen senses check. Actually, don't vampires have... Now that I think of it, it doesn't really specify that any of you have keen senses. I just figured a...
Can I do a sniff check?
Would. Yes.
Okay.
That would be smell of candy.
Where's the candy?
Give me another wisdom check. Same difficulty.
12.
Yeah, you not only smell the candy, but you also smell fear.
I smell fear. in the direction of the cemetery?
No, I think that's me.
I said fear, not fish.
In we go.
All right. As you enter the cemetery, as you pass by the various tombstones and whatnot, you hear children whispering, I don't think he'll get us here. I think we lost him. Are you sure? I think so. I think we should probably wait here for a while before they come back. I don't want to risk getting my candy taken away. That already happened to Jimmy.
Is this like behind a tree or a mausoleum or something that we're hearing the voices?
Yeah, we'll stay behind a tree.
Okay, so I'll step around the tree and go, good evening.
Hey, that's a cool costume!
Yes, from the old country. I could not help overhear that you are having difficulties tonight.
Yeah, Dad's been chasing some of us kids, and him and his bully boys have been going after our candy, and so we had to outrun him.
We've heard of children going missing tonight. Have you heard anything of this? Seen any problems?
Yeah, my mom tried to get us not to go trick-or-treating, but it's Halloween, man. We gotta go trick-or-treating. Yeah, I know, says the other. But we're not worried. Nothing's gonna happen to us. And as if on cue, the wind is disturbed by a rush of wings as three winged ape-like creatures swoop down toward the children. Let's see. I don't really know who we left off on, because that's the weird thing about these turn order things. When you're doing role play, it's hard to remember. So I'm going to start at the top, unless anyone has any objections.
Nay.
Okay.
No objections. I didn't think...
Zophar, any objection from you? Because, you know, this,
no.
You like... Oh, okay. I thought you would take the opportunity to complain. All right, Wally, what do you do?
I'm going to start complaining. No, I am going to leap up and wrestle one of the flying monkey ape-like things to the ground and put him in chokehold.
Okay, they're still up pretty high, so that's going to be... I would say that would be a strength check.
Okay, so D20 and D6?
Yep.
And I add my strength to it. I do. What's my strength? It's...
Well, that sounds like a personal problem that you need to deal with.
Okay. So that's a 9, and I rolled a 2 on the 6, so it doesn't count for anything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I missed.
I'm pretty sure you did too, but let's see. Oh, yeah, you definitely did. So tell me how this does not go according to plan.
I missed.
Okay. I was thinking you might want to...
I jump, I leap up in the air, stretching out to the best of my abilities. I barely brush the under fur of the flying creature, and I fall back to the ground, landing on top of one of the kids, knocking the wind out of them and scaring them even more.
Count, what do you do?
I will take my cape and whirl it about and try to throw it over one of the diving monkeys so he won't be able to... see what he's diving at, and I'll just slam into the ground.
Okay, I need to make sure we are clear on the visual here. These are not small. These are like 10 foot tall,
eight over his head.
Like creatures with a 10 foot wingspan. So they are, okay. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same.
And blind him so he won't, you know, he might fly into a tree.
Okay, I would say that would be a dexterity check.
Yeah, probably nothing with a 10.
He's going to roll his own dexterity. You barely manage to succeed, but succeed you do. You wrap your cape around his eyes as he struggles.
Gesture to the others. Get him, boys.
And now Van Damme.
Okay. I'm going to shift into full werewolf form, bend down in my haunches, and get ready to spring. And then I'm going to use my move swift and leap into melee distance in the middle of the swarm of flying monkey birds and unleash my Jean-Claw on them.
Okay. So you're making an attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
That would be strength.
Okay. And then the D6, it's only if I get a 1 or a 6 that matters, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay. 19.
Oh, nice.
My strength.
Okay, you hit.
And my special move, Rage, says I have a pool of damage dice equal to my hit die. When making an attack, distribute any number of these damage dice among any number of nearby targets.
Yes, that is true.
For each enemy I assign damage dice to, I must come up with an exciting and bespoke narration for the attack.
I'm a little confused on that, because right now you're at first level, so your hit die
It's 1d6. Says I get 1d6 per level.
Right. So
I roll that.
You have a pool of one right now.
Shouldn't I roll a d6 to figure that out? 1d6 per level? Well, or is that the one?
That's your hit points. That's how much damage you can take. That's where you add that and you add the constitution. But like when you get to second level, then you're rolling 2d6. So your hit dice would be
2.
If I'm doing this right, your hit dice would be 2. And then you'd have 2d8 to...
Okay, so I start with the 1d8 and then every level I can add another one. That would make sense.
Yeah, it would make sense, but it kind of negates that ability, which I don't like. So maybe you get an extra... This is where house ruling comes in. That ability doesn't really make sense unless you have at least 2 to work with, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I could use some fellow player input on this. You don't think you're supposed to roll the d6? Because everybody's got d6 as their...
No, I think this is just letting him attack more people. So I would think it at first level, he gets to attack 2 people because he's got one hit.
One regular attack and then
the hit die.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, so we'll go with that.
Start at 2 and go up 1 every level?
I guess so, yeah. Because you get your standard attack plus the 1 from your rage. We're going to go with that because I'm spending too much time on this.
I think you would roll 2 attack.
Just make a core mechanic roll for each target to see if it is hit.
Right, and you hit 1 already with your 19.
So now roll damage for this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would be your d8.
1d8. Brrr, howoo, 6.
Okay.
Okay, and for that one, well, I'm flying through the air. The claws of my toes extend, and with a flying kick slash, they cut through the wing of the birdman.
All right, make a roll for the other one.
17 with my strength, 21.
Dang! Okay, you definitely hit him.
I'll roll for damage. 7.
Wow. All right.
So with the first kick, flies by, slashes the one, and then I leap on to the other one and grab it, tackle it out of the air.
All right.
Well, I say, hoo! Again.
So you tackle him. Are you now, you're not riding him. You just and jumped on him, right? So you're back on the ground.
Well, I'm on him. So if he can still hold up and fly, then we'll be in the air together. Otherwise, he's on the ground with me.
Okay, it's their turn. And yeah, he's going to try to stay elevated with you on him. And, All right, you two crash heavily to the ground with a jarring thud. The one with the cape around his eyes is still trying to go after one of the kids. And, let's see. Oh, disadvantage. What am I doing? He's at disadvantage. He's crying. Okay, that was lucky for him, but not lucky for... Yeah, the kid screams, which lets him know where he is, and he rolled 1 lower on his second roll than he did his first roll, both of which were well within succeeding. So he swoops down and with his hand-like feet grabs the kid and takes off with the kid in his clutches. And he was the... and he lets out a... Oh,
and when you hear monkey sound that way,
when you hear that sound, you remember that there are cryptids called ahouls, and you have heard of these creatures. Their name is derived from the howl they make when they have captured a meal. So you've got one who's flying off with a child and one that is on the ground now with Van Damme and one who's just, you cut his wing with your claws, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. New round. Wally, you're up.
Okay, so I am going to take advantage of it. Doesn't matter the size of the weapon. I am going to grab a Jolly Rancher out of the kid I landed on, the candy.
You bastard!
And all I'm right. going to throw it as my weapon at the one that's flying away with the kid, because if it doesn't matter if it's the biggest weapon, doesn't matter if it's the smallest weapon, right?
That's what the... You are. Fine.
That's the rules of the game.
That's the rules of the game.
And you said it's raining, so I have advantage because of the power of water.
Because of the rain, yes.
Jolly Rancher bullet.
And that is an 18 and a 1.
So you've got a hindrance, but you did hit. So how does that look?
Why do I always have to say it? So the Jolly Rancher goes flying.
It's to make you feel like more of a part of the story.
But anyway, the Jolly Rancher goes flying through the air, hits the guy right in his eyeball, which causes him to swerve into a tree and delay his getaway / fall to the ground. But the little girl, I stole her candy and she got mad and she bit me in the ankle. That's the hindrance. I got an ankle biter.
And were you going after
I need to roll damage, don't I? That was flying away with the kid.
Okay.
And I just did 2 points of damage.
All right. Well, you know, it was a Jolly Rancher, so, you know.
Yeah.
Can't be doing too
much. That's just as powerful as a machine gun.
Yeah, it is. God help me. Jesus. All right. What the hell?
Do I take any hit points from the girl biting me in the ankle? I do have 2 AP because I've got slick, slimy skin.
Thank you for reminding me. I got to add 2 of these hit points back for these guys. So,
but I did delay his getaway.
You did.
And did the bite hurt me?
No, because you're thick skinned. Okay. It just annoyed you.
Yeah, I hate kids.
Kellen, what are you doing now that you're capeless?
Well, if I can get to the one that's carrying off the girl, is it held up? You know, did it run into a tree or something?
Not yet, but it did knock a tombstone over.
Vandal.
As it was grabbing the child.
So it's gone, it's up and away now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And because he is blinded at least somewhat by the cape, you do hear him knocking into the occasional tree as he's...
I thought my attack delayed his escape.
Well, he's not completely escaped. That's why you can still hear him.
Okay, just checking.
He's just far away now instead of near.
Unfortunately, in this game, vampires aren't cool enough to turn into bats.
No, but you... Did I make this suggestion? I can't say that, because then it feels like I'm directing you or railroading you. Never mind. Something came to my mind, but I don't... Damn it.
So there's one that's grappling with Van Damme.
Van Damme, yep.
And what happened to the other one?
The other one has a cut wing, and I don't think I had him do anything, so that was me asleep at the wheel. He hesitated.
Yeah, as he hesitates, I'm going to try to bite into him.
All right, because he who hesitates is lost. So you're biting the one that's... Now, he's still up in the air. I mean, I'm not saying you can't bite him. I'm just...
I'll bite the one I can get at.
Okay. So that's the one that's...
That I'm on.
Bite the one
you're
with.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't bite the one you want. Bite the one you're with.
That's yep. Right.
And that is always a rule I live by.
Blah, blah, blah.
I got an 18.
You bite into him, and you feel the warmth of his blood between your teeth.
It's only a love bite for... Only got 1 on the damage guy.
Y'all are sucking in the damage department. Well, actually, Van Damme wasn't.
No. That was like a mosquito bite you gave him.
A piece of paper! Somebody threw a piece of paper on top of me!
Now, this is a weird that I'm not sure how this mechanic is supposed to work, because this is strange. The blood frenzy, it says once per combat, you can fully drain an enemy. Takes 2 rounds to gain advantage on all attacks for the remainder of this combat. It doesn't mention how you...
I would say it's sort of how you declare it, and then you do kind of what you just did as far as mechanics go. You make a roll to see if you hit, and then in addition to your... Yeah, what the hell? Rulings, not rules. So I just
keep draining him the next round?
Yeah. Over the next round. Is that what you didn't declare it initially, but I will let you do it because we are learning as we go. But normally I would say you have to actually declare that I'm draining him because you could just bite without draining.
Okay. What I'm doing then.
So are you draining this Ahul or are you just biting him?
I'm draining.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. And Van Damme. Now you are fighting with this thing and all of a sudden Count latches on. How does that look when you're draining a victim? do your eyes go weird or anything like that as the blood blows to you? Or
it's like my fangs into his neck and eyes get really big and eyebrows shoot up.
Okay, so Van Damme, you see this, and you guys have worked together. You've seen this before. You probably know what it means. So what do you do? Actually, I'm going to insist, if you're going to do anything, you got to disentangle yourself because you're under. Oh, no, he's under you. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting up. But
it's still time do something else. To join the feast. I'm going to bare my fangs and look to having some monkey for dinner.
All right.
Okay, 20 and a 6.
Ooh, I benefit. Now, the other two are both in the air. One is getting away, and the other one is not. You did hit, so I'm trying to... I mean, because you have that rage, it could be said that you could leap pretty high, but how do you get to the one that's closer?
It's up in the air?
Yeah.
Well, I think this one that I bite into gets really startled after two different a vampire and a werewolf bite into it and tries to jump up and away, and I use the momentum of it trying to get up to spring up off of this one onto the other one in the air.
Ah, all right, yeah, I like it. It's pulpy.
Okay, grab so you, onto his leg.
All right, and you do some damage.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should see if I hit the second one first. Or I'll do damage for the first one.
You might throw off his drain if you're attacking the same one.
Yeah.
Well, because you're going to be buffeting him about.
Okay, so I'll just go for the one in the air then.
Okay.
4.
All right, and he's got thick skin, so that's going to go down to 2. New round. Wally, do you have any more Jolly Ranchers you want to hurl at anybody other than the Game Master?
What makes you think I have anything against the Game Master? I mean, so what kind of costume is the kid wearing?
What kind of costume would you like the kid to be wearing?
I would like the kid to be wearing a fairy costume. It's a girl, right?
We never established.
No.
There was a girl that is still there that you took some of the candy from, but you didn't specify if that was the girl that was taken, and I didn't.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's the girl I stole the candy from. I want her to be wearing a fairy godmother costume.
Then she is.
Okay, then I will, instead of Jolly Rancher, I will grab the magic fairy godmother wand out from her costume hand, and I will swing it at the one that has the broken wing. Yeah, I'm assuming that's on the ground, right?
No, the one that has the broken wing, it's more cut than broken.
Cut. Well, then I'll throw it at that one.
I'm hanging on to its leg, so watch out for me.
No, I thought you were... I'm so confused. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going for the one that didn't have anything wrong with him yet.
Yeah.
I thought that one was really far away.
No, the one that's really far away is the one with the kid. There are three of them.
Are there
one...
4 or 3?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
So which one is being bit?
This is not helping my championing of Theater of the Mind.
I thought that Nico was going after the one that had the kid that was flying away.
Okay, there's one.
And I thought. Okay, go ahead.
There's one. No, this is actually good for me because I need to like give these things like cute nicknames or something so I can differentiate. So this is a good note for my future game mastering. There's one that has a cut wing, and as far as I know, that's all that's happened to him. Then there's one who has the kid, who's the one that was blinded initially by Count's cape, and he's far away. In fact, let me make a note of that so I can...
What does far away mean?
They abstract ranges in this game. So you've got close, near, far away, and distant. Close is what you would need to be in for melee attacks. Near or far away would be for ranged attacks, and then distant is, well, distant. It's almost out of sight. And had you not delayed him, he would have been distant by this point, but
gotcha. He's
far away.
So Nico couldn't jump on him, but I could throw
him. Well, that's why I didn't think that was... Yeah, that's why I didn't... And I thought we were clearer on that point, so I apologize. That's why I thought he was going after one of the other ones, because I thought
I was going after the one with the hurt wing that was still flying.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to throw it at...
Yeah, that's what I... Okay, so I was right. God dang it, people!
Yeah. So we're on the same page.
Okay. The other one is the one that hesitated. That's just like nobody's... Then he didn't get...
The other one is getting sucked by a vampire right now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the one... Yeah, that's why I need to keep these notes coming on my... Okay, so yeah. He's the one... Okay, thank you. All right, let me put... being drained.
Okay, then I'm going to throw the wand at the one that is far away, but not distant yet.
Okay, and you're going to be at disadvantage to hit him. Because
but I have advantage because it's rain.
Well, then it cancels itself out, so you don't get nothing.
Or I get everything. It's all a matter of perspective.
That is true.
So I got a 15, and I rolled a 2 on the 6-sided.
Okay, so you got a 15. Now, wait, you're adding your stats in, right, when you say 15?
Yeah,
okay.
I rolled a 12 and added 3 for my dex because it's a ranged attack.
All right, so yeah, you hurl her wand, and she's, hey, because you took her, and it bonks the hool. How much damage does this wand do?
2. I hate these dice.
It's no better than the Jolly Rancher.
According to the rules, that's true.
It bounces off his head, and he's annoyed.
Fair enough.
And now count is up. Oh, you're draining, so we already know what you're doing. And I believe this would be the second round of the draining. Yes. Yeah. And once that's done, he's out. They don't give you damage to work with as far as draining goes, so I'm thinking 2 round. He's done.
Okay.
Are you saying he can't act if he doesn't have any blood?
Yeah, I do wonder.
I mean, I think it'd be hard.
I feel like
I
should give him a chance to escape. So I'm just going to make a resistance check for him to see if he can escape your drainage. It doesn't say anything about that in the rules, but I'm making a ruling because to me that makes sense. So we're going to do opposed strength checks. So
14.
And he had a 16. So he does manage to escape, but because you partially drained him, I'm going to say you get advantage on your action for the next round.
Well, if I didn't drain him, then I still have my action so I can try to bite him again.
Well, you were trying to...
And that seems fair, because...
Yeah, all right.
I'll use one of my luck points to reroll that.
Okay.
So, it's a 14.
That is dead on the money. I forget. I think, yeah, in D&D, if you equal the armor class, you still hit, right? You don't have to beat it to eat it. Okay. So, yeah, you hit him, and you do some damage.
Well, do I, though? I do more.
You attempt to bite him. Your teeth kind of graze against as he clamors away. But, yeah, it's not enough to pierce his skin.
I thought you always did at least one, right?
Huh?
Always do at least one, though, right?
Yes.
The armor.
But he has 2 armor points.
The rule said successful attack cannot be reduced below 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Well, then I've been hurting that one feller with candy and Harold's toys. Thank you, Dirk.
Yeah, thank you. I forgot about that. So this being drained, one is down by 1.
Oh.
It's all those little ticky-tacky... I was like, I got this in the bag. I read over these rules again. I know. There's little things like that.
Also, I could have used luck to reroll those stupid damage rolls.
And now it's their turn.
Did I get to go that round?
It is your turn. It is your turn.
Okay. So I'm still hanging on to the one with the hurt wing.
Yep.
Now he's got a hurt leg, too.
Yes.
So I'm just going to hang on, reach up, and try to claw at his chest, take him down from the air.
Okay. Go ahead and roll them bones.
13 and a 4.
That is not quite enough to hit him.
No!
I'm trying to not just be like, okay, you missed. So in trying to claw at his chest, you do that right as y'all are passing by a tree. And so when you jostle him, you slam both of you into the tree. And on your way down, you topple another tombstone as you hit the ground.
Oh, man. Do either of us take damage?
Yes, a little bit. You each take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Now it is their turn. And the one that's just been grounded by you is attacking you. And
I'm ready to defend.
Okay. What is your evade?
My evade is 11.
He got an 18. He punches you with his clawed hand, punches you in the face.
Smacks the hell out of me.
Yeah. Oh, You take 8 points.
Oh, even through my 2 armor?
No, through your 2 armor, you take 6 points.
Big hit.
Yeah, that was quite a punch. Let's see. The one with the child in his grasp rips the cape off with one hand and tosses it to the ground as he lies with the screaming child and is now distant. And the last one is going to attack Count. He bites back. He's going to try to bite you. And what is your evade, Count?
10.
Okay. He rolled 15. And so he also does 6 points of damage to you.
I do that to 4, but that still hurts.
Yeah. And we're now in a new round.
Da-da-dum.
Wally, what do you do?
I am going to rip the sleeve off the dress of the little girl and run over and use it on a bandage of my werewolf friend to try and help him out with a medical thing to help him out with his hit points. Make a bandage
okay.
from the sleeve of the little girl's Halloween dress.
She's struggling at this point. She's trying to get away. You're mean trying to get away.
I'm trying to save you, kid. Now, shut up.
Took her candy, her wand, now her clothes. Yeah.
Just her sleeve.
I mean, you can do that. I don't know if that restores.
They said you might have to make up rules.
Yes, I know. I'm thinking. All right. I will say that restores. Ooh, 4 points.
Thank goodness I didn't have to roll. It would have only been 2.
That's a hell of a bandage. Bandage? Yeah. Bandage. Jesus.
I mean, it's fairy godmother clothes, so it's imbued with magic.
It worked wonders on me.
All right, Count, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to finish off this last meal here before he finishes.
You're going to try and drain him again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make a strength check.
It's only a 10, but I did get a benefit.
Ah, okay. You were not able to latch on, but what do you see as a benefit for, or anybody can chime in if you think of anything, because I got nothing.
He's tripped over one of the gravestones and he's on the ground, so he's disadvantaged on his next action or something.
I like it. I like it. We'll go with that. He trips over the tombstone that you guys knocked down mm-hmm. when you fell. Van Damme.
I'm still locked in odds with this monkey boy, so I'm gonna go for a bite straight to the throat.
All right.
Rah!
Like it. Like it, throat.
Like and throat. Oh, 11.
Well, you try to bite his neck, but you all are kind of wrestling around, rolling around on the ground, and he is able to roll out of the way. He breaks away from you because now it's their turn. He tries to go after the girl whose costume has become is being used very utilitarian-ishly by Wally. Now, he is at disadvantage because his leg and his wing are damaged, which is really too bad because he just had a really nice roll there, but doesn't matter. I got to roll again. Take the lower. Oh, wow. Okay, we went from a 19 to a 2. That's what disadvantage is all about. Yeah, he tries to go after her, and he, again, that trips over that same tombstone and falls on his butt, taking a point of damage.
That tombstone's putting in work for us.
I know. The one who is being drained is going to... Oh, no, he's not being drained. He is the one that just got away. So he takes off, and he, too, is trying to get the girl. He is not at disadvantage. However...
Yes, he is. That was because I had a benefit.
Okay, that's right. Thank you. It was just as well. He rolled a 3. He tries to, but he can't even get into the air because he's just staggering because of everything that's been going on. And the one with the child sails off into the distance. And that is the end of that round. Wally.
I would like to pull off an impressive feat of strength with my monstrous feats of strength ability. I would like to rip a tombstone out of the ground and swing it around at... Since both of the ape things are going for the little girl I'm protecting, I'm going to swing it at one of them, bash his brains out, and have him leak onto her dress.
Okay, and because this battle has gone on much longer than I thought it would, And because you can only do that once per session, if I remember right.
Yes.
When it's that big a sacrifice on the player's part, I'm not going to make you roll. That happens. So one of them is out of the picture. The one who Count was trying to drain. Yeah, you bash his brains out and they leak onto her dress. And oh my God!
I'm saving your life. Shut up. Ungrateful brat.
Okay.
I've got a charisma of -3.
Then you're role-playing it well. Okay, I'm taking him off the table.
Your character.
Go. What?
He said your character, though?
Oh, he's getting sassy with you.
Yeah.
Getting? What am I talking about? Anyway, so that guy's gone. Now, Count, it is your turn.
So there's... Did he finish off one of them there? With his
yeah, he guy? Finished yeah. off... Yeah, the one with the cut wing and the hurt leg is going after the little girl, and the other one... Oh, you know what? I need to take him off the table, too. He's gone. The child has officially been abducted and is gone. We got one left.
Since we're stealing from the children here, I grab one of their pumpkin buckets that they collect their candy in, and I'm going to smash it over the winged ape's head.
Okay.
We'll do another reroll. A little better. Ooh, I got a 15 and a benefit.
Oh, nice. Oh, roll for
yeah, damage. 3 points of damage.
3. Okay, so that's down to 1, which takes him down to 6. So you smash the plastic pumpkin over his head, and candy cascades down around him. And as far as benefits go...
The sour gummy packet broke loose and got in his eyes, so he's stinging his eyes.
Okay, I'll take it. And so he's scrabbling at his eyes and will be at disadvantage for his next attack, assuming he gets one, because Van Damme is now up, and I just have a sneaking suspicion if rolls
it's
go well.
It's time for the Jean Claw. Dun, 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 dun.
Don't even need to ask who you're attacking, because there's only
one. I'm running at him with a howl.
You're at advantage.
Okay.
For this attack.
I'm rolling.
Okay.
20. I'm going straight for the face. No, 16.
Oh, okay.
And +4 strength.
All right. Go ahead and you do get to roll twice and take the highest because you have advantage.
Of my 20?
Right. Okay. I mean, that's a good roll. I'm not saying I'm...
That was my highest.
Okay. Then there we go. All right. Roll for damage. You nailed him with the claw. Jean-Claw.
5. I'm going to try to rip his heart out since Halloween.
Yes. And you, technically, he would be at 1 hit point, but I think that's cool. So I'm going to let you have it because it's only 1 hit point away from his death. So
I unleash a howl of victory. As I take a bite out of his still beating heart.
Still beating heart. okay.
We're going to need him for questioning. Oh, never mind.
I'll be able to smell the other one out after I taste this blow.
And the girl is just staring at you all with wide eyes and, who are you guys?
Best Halloween ever.
I will use my hypnotic gaze to say, it is all well, my dear. Go home and enjoy your candy. Here, and take some from the ground and hand it to her.
Covered in blood.
And she takes it and gets kind of a dreamy look in her eyes. Okay, thank you. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
He starts to wander off and says, what about Jimmy?
Who's Jimmy?
My friend.
You never knew Jimmy.
We'll see he gets home safe.
But how are you going to find him? I said that with too much fear. Him. She's in your hypnotic gaze. It's more like, but how are you going to find him? You know,
Our bloodhound is very effective.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you next time.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
And with her torn dress and her missing wand, he wanders back toward the exit of the cemetery.
Her lack of Jolly Ranchers in her candy bag.
Yep. All right, so that...
That was Monsters Are Our Heroes? The Monsters... Well,
the Monsters Are Our Heroes. Now, we do have about 48 minutes left. We can continue.
Oh. Oh, well, then get smelling. Do you need a Scooby snack?
A Scooby snack?
My God, I wish I had currency I could give out. I have been so tempted to give luck points, but I like the fact that they don't replenish, so I don't really want to, or at least not during the session, because so I'm not doing that. But you just know that in my heart, you're all getting fate points, yum-yums, fortune points, whatever.
What do you do with luck points?
You can re-roll, but you can only do it once, and you have to take the re-roll result, even if it's worse than what you had before. And you can use as many luck points as you want throughout the session, but you only get one back between sessions.
You can use as many up to as many as you have. You can't use more than you have.
Really? Does that need to be said?
Well, you said you could use as many as you want.
Well, I figured up to the amount you have is common sense.
Yes, but you're talking to gamers.
I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to him.
I was trying to be helpful.
You were just trying.
Anyway, so did we level up from that duel?
You level up at the end of the game. You have to roll a 20-sided die and get a 10 or more. Or no, and get higher than your level.
A 10-sided die.
Is it 10-sided die?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's... Because there are only 10 levels in the game.
Okay. And you have to get more than your level to level up.
Okay. So it doesn't really matter in one shot.
No.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to keep these characters around in case we decided to play this again, then we could do that, but it's up to y'all. Okay, so you are sniffing.
Let's take off after. I'm sniffing.
Hey, nose in the air.
Sniffing for children, candy, and monkey blood.
In that order.
My cape.
And
oh, yeah.
Cape. Essence of Count.
By sniffing the air, you are able to track the blight of the Ahul, and you eventually find yourselves approaching a dilapidated mansion. Now, this is a mansion that you're not unfamiliar with. It's got rumors that it is haunted.
I think they would have invited us over.
Well, let's go in.
All right.
What do you say? We're late to the party, but we made it. I'll take the front door.
And you are able to, it is locked, but you're able to make short work of the lock. And you guys step inside. The foyer is dark, and somewhere you hear the distinct sounds of bats flitting about.
Lovely creatures of the night.
Kindred spirits. Okay, now that you are past the point, I was just going to say, I was thinking you could turn into mist and follow him.
I don't think I could fly that fast as a mist.
It doesn't specify, and I would think you could because you are insubstantial. But you got there anyway, so. And as you exit the foyer, you come upon a flight of stairs, which descend.
Is that where the smell is leading us?
Yes.
Down the stairs.
And it's a long and spiraling... Wait, can you spiral going down, or is that strictly an upward thing?
You can spiral both ways.
Okay, yeah. It's spiraling down, and it seems like the stairs would never end. And had we time...
Are we there yet?
A lot more fun with the haunted house, but... Okay, anyway. From below, you hear strange noises, a mixture of electric sparking and the occasional high-pitched scream.
I smell danger.
Not burning flesh?
And burning flesh.
And that smells good.
And when you get to the bottom of the stairs, you find yourself in what looks to be a basement laboratory. It's decked out with machines covered with cobwebs and glowing green fluids in glass tubes and ominous equipment.
This must be Einstein's laboratory.
There's a big contraption at the center, a steampunk mix of gears, wires, and alchemical symbols pulsing with energy. And when you look closer, you can see tubes, and on connected to the tubes are several children, and blood is coursing through the tubes into the central machine.
Waste of blood.
I want to check and see if Count's drooling.
That is up to him.
He is drawn to it. Is there any sign of anybody attending these machines?
Yes, actually. He steps forward as you approach. He is about 10 feet tall and 6 feet wide and covered with hair. And he says, "Ah, hello.
Good evening.
Welcome to my laboratory. I'm so glad you could make it." And he beckons you closer.
What is all this claptrap?
This is how I am going to change the lives of monsters forever. You see, like you, I was once a human. All of you, he says, looking at the three of you, used to be regular people with the human spirit. For all of us, it has been tamped down and ruined by these monstrosities that we have been forced to become. But no, no more. I, who used to be Henry Jekyll, have been forced to live in my altered state. But no more. Not after this night. These children, as their blood fuels my experiments, I am so close to finding a cure for this monstrous state. I'm on the verge of a breakthrough, and I will not only cure myself, but I will be able to return other monsters, including yourselves, to their human forms. And I'm so glad that you are here to watch me take this final step to victory.
No, thank you.
Oh, now, come on. All you need to do is let me finish what I've started, and then you can regain your humanity. Or you can try to stop me and condemn yourselves to this life of monstrosity.
Monstrosity? I am a god. And can I punch him in the face?
Yes.
Hang on. Sorry. And I rolled a 9 into 1.
You go to punch him in the face, but an Ahul steps in front of him and takes the blow. Several more of them step out of the shadows. Oh, now you see what you've done. You have angered my friends, my helpers. Count, what do you do?
Seems there's a good off switch on this machine. Something that throws so that it'll stop the sucking of blood from the children.
There are levers and things, but you have no idea how it works. I mean, it's all just levers and big red buttons and switches.
My intent is to look and see where I need to, the lever I need to throw or the button I need to push to turn it off.
Let's see, would that be intelligence or wisdom? Meeny, meeny, miny. Wisdom is awareness and intelligence is intellect.
Not going to make a difference for me.
Oh, okay. Well, then roll that. Either one.
The 19.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. Nice. You can see that it's a very large lever. Looks like it is connected to the tubes through some wiring and such. So you throw the lever?
Yes.
The machine starts to shudder, and it shudders so violently that you feel the floor shuddering as well. What have you done?
Put an end to your monstrous experiments.
No! Van Damme, do you want to do anything before all hell breaks loose, as it's about to do?
I would love to try running toward the kids who are attached and snatching them up into temporary safety.
Okay, now they're connected to the machine.
There may be a little extra blood, but I'll rip off some of my pants.
Okay.
If I have any pants left at this point.
I will say, because you're having to bite through wires and stuff like that, or rip things, it's going to take you 2 rounds to free all of them. There are 5 of them in total. including
five, okay.
The boy that you saw taken.
Okay. I'm going to do my best.
There's really nothing for you to roll for this. It's just a matter of... actually, yeah, make a strength check.
Okay. Ooh, natural 20, baby.
Nice! All right. Never mind what I said about two rounds. You do it in one. You just go... Rah, 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 and start.
I used my rage to get them free.
Yeah, the rage kicked in because you saw the kids in trouble and this aggression will not stand. Damn it!
Man, damn it!
Mr. Hyde, or that is who it is, says, I gave you the choice, the chance to save yourselves. No more! Get them! The Ahul converge upon you, and they are not being careful with the machinery. Crap, this is the battle I thought was going to take a long time. I thought the other one would be really quick. Well, there were going to be two for each of you, but since we are short on time, there is one for each of you, and each one attacks each of you.
So there's three Gabba Ghouls and one Mr. Hyde?
Yep.
Okay.
Three ghouls for every Hyde.
It's three ghouls.
The first one takes a run at, because this room is, even though it's a big lab, it's really not, there's no room to really fly. So they're just on the ground. First one tries to knock some of the machinery, which is sparking with electricity, onto Wally.
Okay, and I use my slippery skin to slide out of the way.
Oh, hang on. What is your evade?
14.
Okay. They got a 14 after
nice. I
checked to see what their strength was. The device, whatever it is, you've never seen anything like it before, but it slams down upon you and sends electricity arcing through you.
Okay, that does double damage because I'm weak
yes.
to electricity.
Yes, what a coincidence. Oh, did roll a 6.
Ooh, okay.
So that's 12.
Yep. Oh, no, it's 10 because I've got 2 armor points.
Yes, yes, it is.
So I still have 5 hit points left.
Okay, the next one is taking a swipe at Van Damme.
Van Damme it.
They rolled 18 with a benefit.
Ooh.
But only did 1 point of damage.
1 point of damage.
I see how you are.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to punish you all evening. And then the last one is going after Count. He throws a beaker at you, a beaker of liquid. As it flies through the air, it's no, that's just silly. This is not a silly game. You can't have a silly game when someone kills someone and eats their still beating heart. Oh shit. Wow, that sixer is all right. Okay, we got that's a 17 plus.
No, I'm gonna hit.
Plus dexterity, which is 3. That'd be 20. Yeah, definitely a hit. It was with a benefit. Apparently, one of the ingredients in the liquid was essence of garlic. But again,
wow.
Jesus Christ, with the damage, they only rolled a 1. So there's that.
Spent several years ingesting small amounts of garlic to build up a resistance.
Now, I know garlic is one of your weaknesses. What is it?
Disadvantage when in the presence of garlic
okay, or religious so, symbols. Okay, well, it just splattered all over you, so that will be lasting for a while, unless you can find some way to mitigate it. And it is now... Oh, no, Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde begins to transform, and as he's transforming... Oh, I don't have control! No! Well, yes! Because I will destroy you all! And he... grows even taller and becomes just a huge mass
fur.
Yeah, he's growing large and more monstrous. He's towering over you. He's grotesque, exaggeratedly. I mean, he's just a mix of beast and man with bulging muscles, claws, and rage.
I gave you the chance of a lifetime.
And he, that well, no, that's going to be his action for the round. He's not going to be able to take another. But we're in a new round now. So, Wally, what are you doing?
I am going to break a chunk of metal off the equipment that just shocked the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw it at the who that violated my deity.
Okay.
I rolled a 9 and a 5. Well, I rolled a 6 plus my dex is 9 and a 5. I don't think that I hit.
No, you did not.
But I didn't hinder.
No, and that makes failing forward very difficult.
Yeah, because you don't always have to fail forward. Sometimes I could go flying off and hit one of the kids that's trying to run away.
Well, that would be terrible.
I'm not damaging them, just, you know, annoying them. It makes them trip.
Fair enough. That happens. And the kid, still weakened from blood loss, collapses to the ground.
Who said are you on, Wally?
I'm against the big guy hiding over there because he's being more high. Never mind. I'll just somebody else's turn.
Yes. No, I see where you're going there. The title of this adventure is Seek and Hide.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. Count.
1, 2, 3.
Since there's electrical wiring and stuff, I'll try to shock hide with grab some wiring and shock him with it.
Okay. I would say that's a dex. Or no, it's still melee strength.
No. Electric roll. Still not good. 8. That's not going to hit.
Actually, it does hit, but he just shrugs it off. He's just so, like, it's even as electricity courses through him, he just kind of. You think you can hurt me with that puny thing? Van Damme.
Okay. I'm going to release into a flurry of Jean-Claude's in a rage against Hyde and one of the monkey beasts.
Okay.
And here we go. First roll.
Just roll for Hyde or for the monkey? For the monkey
this
beast.
Is for Hyde.
Okay.
We got another natural 20.
Damn! You give double damage to him.
Well, if I can do the rage, can I switch at this point both of my hit die to Hyde so then it's quadruple damage, or is it too late for that?
No, it doesn't work that way. Each attack is... you're going to roll a different roll for the other guy.
Okay. It said I can distribute any number of damage dice to any number of nearby targets.
But you already said you were going to...
I'll do but yeah, you're right. I'm being inconsistent. Okay, rolling for damage.
Okay.
6, so it's 12.
Yes, it is.
Oh! A flurry of claw and teeth.
Yes.
Now I roll for the other guy?
Now you roll for the other one, yeah.
14, and benefit.
Okay, that hits. And with the benefit, what does that look like?
That I hit him and he stumbles over and knocks another piece of equipment into one of his friends.
I like it. And I will roll for the damage for that.
And I got a 7 for my damage on him.
Okay. Unfortunately, that machine just grazed the Ahul and only did 1 point, but that's okay. It's still something.
Working our way through him.
Yes. Oh, he does have the one who you did 7 to does have 2 points of armor, so that goes down to 5. But still, the one who got hurt is going to claw back at you. You guys are in a clawing, biting frenzy between the two of you. Except you managed to fight off his attacks easily. And the one who got hit by the machine part, he's going after Wally. He missed, but he got a benefit. So I'm assuming he missed.
My leg under the machine, giving me disadvantage or making me have to move it before I can get up.
Actually,
that's
might
just
have.
A suggestion.
No, I like it. He might not have missed, though. I forgot. He rolled a 10, but I forgot to add in his strength of 2, and these guys get melee plus 2.
Well, then he did hit.
So, okay. And that's going to be
1d6. And he got a benefit.
Okay, it's going to be 1d6 plus 2. Okay, he does 6 points to you.
Excellent.
Well, actually, with your armor, it is 4.
Okay. Is that still electronic damage?
No.
Okay.
He's just clawing at you. And last but not least, we have the beaker thrower who's having some fun, as monkeys often do. He grabs another beaker and throws it. This time, he's throwing it at Van Damme.
Ah!
And he gets 12.
I got an evade of 11, so he gets me.
Oh! Okay. No school like the old school. He rolled a 5.
So that's 3 damage?
Yes. Thank God. All right. So you still have 2 left. Okay.
I got 7 HP left now.
Oh, okay. Who had 5? Okay. Good. I thought we were going to have a kill.
We may still.
Yeah. And then we have Mr. Hyde, who, in his rage, grabs a telephone pole-sized chunk of machinery, not even seeming to care that it completely obliterates the working machine he had, and he swings it like a bat at 1 to 2, it's Wally, 3 to 4, it's Count, and 5 to 6, it's... Oh, good God, we may have... Yeah, he swings it at Van Damme.
Oh!
Let's see, he has...
And his...
Yeah, we may be saying goodbye to Van Damme. But you know, at least it's a one shot, so you don't have a lot of energy invested in him. Yeah, he rolled a 20, or not a nat 20, but he rolled 20 total.
Okay.
And his damage, because this is his one and only special ability, his damage is d12.
All right. Did you roll? I'm prepared to face the consequences.
Well, actually, I'm glad I didn't take the average, which they suggest to do to save time, because he rolled a 2. But he does ignore armor reduction, so yeah, you take 2 points of damage.
Close one.
And now y'all are back up. We will do one more round and wrap it up, because I know Dirk has to get to bed.
Yeah, I must return to my coffin.
Wally, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to rise up. Puny mortal, you are messing with a god, and I'm going to reach out to him and choke him.
Ooh, all right. It's going to be strength against... Yeah. Strength.
And my 20 came up a 1, and my 6 came up a 1.
Oh!
Oh!
So you go to choke him, and he just swats you aside like a fly, sending you flying across the room with the force of his punch. And you land...
In a puddle of electricity?
No, I'm not going to be that mean, but I think I am going to, since that was a botched roll.
It was.
Yeah. He rolled... Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. You take 11 points.
Okay. Well, -2, that means it's only 9 points.
Yes, it does.
And I had 1, so I hit the wall and thud lifelessly to the floor.
You had 1 point. Okay. Yes. Now,
so you got your kill.
Well, not if you have any luck points left, you can spend as many as you have rolling a d20 to try to get a nat 20. And if you do, it will meet. You are back in the fray with 1 hit point.
Okay, well, I don't want to waste time, but I only have 4 luck points. So real quick, that is a 9, and that is a 5, and that is an 11, and that is a 13. I'm dead.
You are dead. Okay. Well, thank God we'll wrap it up, so you don't have to have a whole session to deal with no... All right.
Not Fish Boy.
Yeah, Fish Boy is belayed.
Told you he was trying to punish me.
I didn't.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Remember when you thought somebody only had 1 hit point?
That was you.
Yeah.
I thought they had 5, though. I don't know where I got that from. Anyway, Count, you are up. Maybe you can bite him and turn him into a creature vampire thing.
No, I'm going to grab the vial that he was putting the anti-monster solution in and throw that at him, because then maybe it will work on him and he'll turn back into the doctor.
Ooh, I like that. That'll be a dex.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to keep re-rolling, spending my luck, because that's disadvantage is killing me.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm glad you remembered.
Yeah.
That would have garlic.
That would have had 2 really good hits there.
Well, you only have to get over a 10 to hit him.
Mm-hmm. Happy stats. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
no, with a disadvantage, I never got over 10.
Okay. Well, you can't re-roll a re-roll, so you. No. I'll let you have the rest of them back and just take the one that you used because you didn't know that. And we're almost done anyway, so.
But I can spend as many as I want, right?
only if you're dead. That's the one time when it's like, if you spend as many luck points as you have. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, you can throughout the session, but you can only spend one on each roll, except when you're dead, and then you can keep trying, because what else are you going to do? You're dead. Did you at least get a benefit on the D6, maybe?
Remember which, well, I could say I don't remember which one that would apply to. Nope.
Okay.
I use my reaction to say, I'm sorry, friends. That's all I can do when I turn into mist. And
oh, throwing Van Damme under the bus. Wow. All right, Van Damme. Two of your companions have deserted you one way or the other.
Deserted?
Yeah, he fled and you died. All right. What are you going to do? Your heart is breaking. It is vengeance is thine, saith the wolf.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a page from Count's book, and if there's any extra of that liquid in a vial, I'm going to grab it and I'm going to rage on Hyde with all I got left.
There you go. All right.
Try to smash it on him.
Okay.
All right. 19, so that's a 23.
Yeah, I'm going to assume you're also clawing and biting him while as you are smashing this vial on him. I just like
easier to enter the bloodstream that way.
Exactly. I just like the idea that like Count's last act was trying to throw it at him and it misses. I'm out, and he demanded, and you just like fuck this, grab it and just smash it on him. You don't throw it. You just like.
I like to think he said, count me out.
Yes, he did. Well, I mean, it's not my character. I don't get to make that decision. I'm sorry.
That's what you heard.
That's what I heard, yeah. Exactly.
And it threw me into a rage.
That's awesome.
Desperate rage.
Okay, just for giggles and stuff, how much damage did you do?
Well, do I get to, because I'm using both of my rages on him, can I roll two?
2d8, yes.
9 total.
Okay. All right, so he is down to 9. But that's okay, because when the mixture hits him, he screams in agony, and before your very eyes, he starts to shrink, and his hair almost seems recedes. To retract. It recedes. Think that's the word I was looking for. And his claws become long nails, and in a short time, he appears as the mad scientist, Dr. Henry Jekyll himself. What have I done? He says, looking at the carnage around him. And the Ahuls are beating a not-so-discreet retreat. They're heading off. In all the excitement, at some point, a window was smashed, and they're flying out the window. Not with kids, just flying out. The kids are fine. And he's, what have I done? Oh, and he looks at Wally on the ground, and I'm so sorry. All I meant was to save us all from what we have become.
I touch his head, and I give him a little kiss on the forehead. Say, it's okay.
And he sort of smiles and wipes a tear from his eye and, excuse me, I must retire. And he heads off and heads up to the stairs and vanishes from sight. And
I'm just going to go howl at the side of Wally's dead body.
Aww. And we dissolve from that to a scene several hours later. The town is starting to rekindle its Halloween festivities. Trick-or-treaters are making their way to houses and observing all of this from a high vantage point is Van Damme perched upon the roof of the dilapidated mansion howling at the moon.
Aww.
The end. Happy Halloween. Happy Howloween.
I'm off to my coffin. Bye.
Bye.
That was pretty fun. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Good work, guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
Halloween special.
So I will get to editing, and this will be your first appearance on the podcast, Nico.
Woohoo! Nice.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Okay, good night, guys.
And there you have it. I just want to say it's great to be back. It's been a while. There's a new computer at the helm of Monkeys Took My Jetpack Studios. And I am back in good health. So, yeah, it's great to be back. And I hope you enjoyed this Halloween one-shot, even if it wasn't on actual Halloween. Or near Halloween. Well, it's near on the far side, but that's not how this was supposed to work. But anyway, I digress. I hope you enjoyed it. We sure enjoyed it. Next time, we're going to finally finish the Troubleshooters adventure, just in time for this year's holiday special, whatever it ends up being. So, until then, this is Blind Geek saying thank you so much for listening to Monkeys Took My Jetpack, and reminding you that your imagination is just like a jetpack. You gotta keep it fired up. And always, let it soar!